This is Akashwani. The news read by Punita Bakshi. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation on the eve of the 78th Independence Day at 7 this evening. The address will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. On Doordarshan, the broadcast of the address in Hindi and English will be followed by broadcasts in regional languages by regional channels. Akashwani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. 1,037 personnel of police, fire, home guard and civil defence and correctional services have been awarded gallantry and service medals on the occasion of the Independence Day. Head Constable of Telangana Police, Chaduvu Yadaya, was awarded the President's Medal for Gallantry. President's Medal for Distinguished Service is awarded for Special Distinguished Record in Service, whereas Medal for Meritorious Service is awarded for Valuable Service characterized by devotion to duty. The Home Ministry said 213 personnel have been awarded Medal for Gallantry. It said, out of 94 President's Medals for Distinguished Service, 75 have been awarded to Police Service, 8 to Fire Service, 8 to Civil Defence and Home Guard Service, and 3 to Correctional Service. 729 personnel have been awarded Medal for Meritorious Service. Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. It commemorates the victims and sufferings of people during the partition of India in 1947. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalled the countless people who were impacted and greatly suffered due to the horrors of partition. The Prime Minister emphasized the nation's commitment to protect the bonds of unity and brotherhood in the country. In a tribute to all those who lost their lives due to the partition of the nation and were displaced from their roots, the government had decided in 2021 to observe the 14th of August every year as a day to commemorate their sacrifices. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today hoisted the tricolour at his residence in New Delhi under Har Ghar Tiranga campaign as part of the Independence Day celebration. The campaign is being conducted across the country till tomorrow to bolster a sense of patriotism within the citizens. The Federation of Resident Doctors Association, FORDA, has decided to call off their strike over the Kolkata doctor's murder incident. A decision in this regard was taken after a delegation of FORDA met Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda in New Delhi. The doctors from across the country were protesting over the incident since Monday. Talking to media after the meeting, FORDA President Aviral Mathur said the health minister has assured that their demands would be addressed in a time-bound manner. Meanwhile, a CBI team has begun investigation into the case after collecting the FIR copy from the Tala police station in Kolkata in West Bengal. The Supreme Court today clarified that states can recover past tax dues on mineral rights, but not for the period before 1st of April 2005. The Apex Court rejected the argument that its judgment delivered on the 25th of July, upholding the powers of the states to tax mineral rights, should be given prospective effect only. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated Amrit Udyan Summer Annuals 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. It will open to the public from Friday and visitors can visit it till the 15th of September. To ignite young minds with the spirit of Amrit Udyan, button badges will be distributed among the school children. Another new physical setup is an interactive sound pipe exhibit. A free shuttle bus service from Central Secretariat Metro Station will also be available for the convenience of the visitors. The tickets can be booked at Rashtrapati Bhavan's website. Entry is free for Amrit Udyan. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has said he would step down in September, announcing his decision not to seek re-election at a press conference today. Mr. Kishida said the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, needs a new start. Support for Mr. Kishida, who has been Prime Minister since 2021, has fallen in the wake of a corruption scandal involving his party. And that is the end of this news bulletin.